we've been doing the big conversation for 10 years. So every year, all of our staff, from the chief executives through to the apprentices, go out and visit residents in their homes. And we knock on the doors, and the idea is to have a conversation with them. And in the early years, that worked very well. But as it's grown, what we started to realise was that to get the best out of it, we needed effectively to have mobile bases whilst we were doing the big conversation. We're based in West London, so Shepherd's Bush Housing Group. People tend to think it's Shepherd's Bush. It's not. It's the whole of West London, and it's a densely populated area. So the best solution that we could think of was to have a camper van, which for the fortnight's duration of the big conversation is based in 26 locations. And what we do with those locations is staff have that as their base, and they go out and do their door knocking from that base. But what we also do is say to residents, we drop them a postcard a couple of weeks before saying, if you want to come and see us, then we're going to be in our mobile consultation unit, aka the camper van. And you can drop in, have a cup of tea with us and talk there. And there are some people who are far more comfortable doing that than having us come into their home. Some people love having visitors, but some people actually, they don't want us in their homes. And I completely understand that it's their space. So what we find is increasingly people drop by to see us. So for instance, last week I was doing the big conversation, and of the doors that I knocked on, two people said, oh, actually, do you know what? I've been down to your camper van already. So that's that it works. So going out to them, giving them a zone that they feel comfortable in, that's not home, but it's not the office either.
Yeah.
And that's how we've evolved the big conversation.
Yeah, okay. So people find the camper van sort of like a nice environment, something they can relate to, and they feel comfortable coming in.
They do. They find it's I think what they find is it's a neutral. It's not in their house, and it's not in the office either. The nature of camper vans is a slightly holiday-ish feel about them. People feel quite comfortable. There's this hopping in and going to the little seating area at the back, or if the weather's nice, we put the deck chairs out the front. And it does relax people. Mm. And hard to imagine now ever doing the big conversation without the grinding of the gears of the camper van as off in the morning. In fact, it's about 10 o'clock in the morning now, and I've just waved goodbye to the camper van leaving our office for one of our patches.
Okay, so is it your company? Does the organisation own it?
We hire it in. For the nature of our patch is that parking is always an issue, and we have to choose very carefully where we can take the camper van, because we have some developments where there's parking. That's really where it works best. But for us in London, there are areas of our patch that we couldn't take a camper van. The parking wouldn't be possible because of the size of it. So we have to be aware of the limitations of it as well. And that's why we hire it in for the fortnight. We put our branding on it and make it our own for the fortnight. The feedback we get is people like to come to the camper van. As housing associations, as a sector, we're getting much better at going out to our residents. Gone are the days when we would think, oh well, they'll come in for a meeting with us, or 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, thank you very much. So that's not the way it works now. And what the camper van enables us to do is to say, we'll be out with you, you drop by when you want to, and we'll be there waiting for you. rather than, so it's on their terms rather than on our terms. And that always sends out a positive message as well to them. It also means, of course, that we've got all our stuff for the big competition in one place. And whilst you know, we are digital by default, there's still a volume of stuff that you need to do the big conversation. And actually being able to have it all there on the camper van and have cups of tea and snacks for staff so that they can pop back actually really does help, because the more staff enjoy it, the better the result is going to be for the residents. Well, we're on year 10 and talking about what we're going to do for year 20. So I think that's a big yes. Well, with the big conversation, full stop, it's absolutely a terrific way to capture what people think in a relaxed but professional environment. And it's already been replicated in France, La Grande Conversation. Camper van that it just adds a dimension to it that makes it feel far more of a, it gives it more of a buzz, really. There's something about the camper van pulling up and seeing people. It's a bit like when an ice cream van arrives. You see people start to come out and wander over, and they might be a bit tentative to begin with, but you know, they get closer and closer, and then they'll sit down and talk to us. And it feels right that we go to them rather than asking people to come to us. It's a housing association in Lyon called Esmeralda Habitat. And they came over to see us a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And were really impressed with, and I was invited to a conference in Lyon about a fortnight ago to talk about the big conversation. And there were 80 other housing associations there who were all keen to use the idea, because it's very transferable. So when you asked earlier about what other housing associations could learn from it, the hearing is that it's transferable in wholesale, or the bits that suit you. So you could do it on a much smaller scale, or if there was a particular issue that you wanted to drill down to a bit, you could focus on that. But what Habitat said is that staff loved it. And my experience shows if staff love something, it works well.
Yeah.
It's a very doable, productive way of working. Mm-hmm. I mean, a conversation is about talking. The most important part of the conversation is actually listening. And what happens with our big conversation is that every member of staff is then responsible for going back and following up any of the issues that were raised by the residents themselves. And what that gives us is an opportunity, obviously, to help residents, but also to get a real first-hand insight into what it's like to be one of our customers. And if we come across something that frustrates us, then how much more will it frustrate somebody externally? And also, with the big conversation, just some people just like to have a chat. I did the big conversation last week in Fulham, and of the people that I talked to, one of them was an elderly Irish lady. A lot of our original tenants from 50 years ago are of Irish heritage. Just enjoyed a really nice chat. And we could just check, whilst we were listening to her, that everything was okay with her. I came away reassured that if anything did come up, she'd call us. And that's as important as somebody who says, actually, I need this sorting out or that sorting out. Just the checking in, just being what housing associations should be, part of the community. So in looking at how we scale it up, it's very scalable because you don't need anything other than organisation, commitment and enthusiasm for it.
Yeah, brilliant.
The idea that we can look at how it might work and I think, I love the digital ice cream van. The spirit of something as much as the what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, what you pointed up to me is the fact that, you know, having that sort of environment where people can come in and relax and talk to you and tell you things they wouldn't tell you that if you were walking around the estate with a clipboard, but they might over a cup of tea in a camper van, they would.
Yeah, yes, you're absolutely right on that. It's its own special dimension, a camper van. It has positive connotations. Mm.